Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XA Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise, my name is Chris, and tonight, this very late night, indeed, you are joined in our lovely warm studio by the human version of the 100 emoji, Paddy McCartney.
Hello.
What? And by James D. Downey.
Where's May? Where's my intro?
I couldn't think of one for you. That was on the spot, man.
What was... Why?
Why?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to cut things up here, you know?
the human embodiment of the 100 emoji.
I'm all hyped up on sugar. It's fucking... Oh, that's a screenshot. That was what time is it, guys?
23:53
on March 11th. You are joining us. Well, you're not joining us. It is a warm... I'm everywhere tonight, guys.
It is warm.
I apologize.
It is warm.
It's what? Unseasonably mild on this, on this blustery night. I can't contain myself. Thank you for joining us on episode 8 of the... on episode 8, mate.
Episode 8.
We are everywhere today. I don't think I can do this. I can't function at this time. Thank you for joining us on episode 8 of the XA Gaming Podcast.
Episode 8, mate.
See, Chris's persona would slip for just a second.
Episode 8. Back to his normal voice, you know, how he normally talks.
And you not talk like that again.
He does. He puts on the worst American accent for these things.
They're just joshing you guys. Don't listen to them. They're joshing you. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to jump into this, guys, with the on this day, because we only have like a couple of minutes before the next day, and if I don't get this out,
you got 6 minutes.
Not only are the listeners going to be confused because they listen to this on a Wednesday, their heads are going to be all over the place like mine. So, on this day, March 11th, 1918, Moscow becomes capital of revolutionary Russia. 2011, a 9.0.
That was a nice addition, Chris.
Loved it.
Is this new monster? Can we do our reviews? Can we just jump into the reviews?
No,
we're drinking. Chris, get on with it.
You've only got 5 more minutes for this day.
Sorry.
Look at that.
This actually ties in pretty well. In 2011, a 9.0 magnitude earthquake strikes 130.
It ties in pretty well.
Do you read that last quote? I can't.
I don't know.
I can't do this.
A 9.0 magnitude earthquake strikes 130 kilometers. That's 80 miles.
What is that?
East of Sendai, Japan. Triggering a tsunami.
Tragic.
There's a T there.
Tragic all around.
Oh no, we need to stop laughing at this. This is terrible. That's the second worst nuclear accident in history. Oh, and you are killing yourselves with laughter.
He's criminals now. Boys, you've ruined our reputation. This is it.
Stop laughing.
Ismail, the first founder of the Safavid.
You're gonna have to man up.
Is this staying in or?
Okay. Oh yeah, this is 100% staying in. We cut nothing. Did you know that 1 million days? Okay, so on this day, 1986, March 11th, it was exactly 1 million days since the foundation of Rome on April 21st, 753 BC.
That sounds like it should really be an on this day for April 21st, Chris. Yeah, sounds a bit like a bullshit on this day.
No, it's a pretty good on this day.
On this day next month.
Gentlemen, and to all the people listening, I'm going to say I'm sorry for what just happened there.
I'm not even. That was brilliant.
You still got tears in your eyes.
Oh, I'm on stage.
This was such a random get-together for the podcast. We actually hadn't planned on recording this until Monday night. And now we are just all over the show, really, because not only have we not done research.
Research. We've done no research.
We've done no research.
I ain't saying nothing. We've done no research on our main topic. We have just briefly looked over the news from this week. We've had an awful lot of sweets. We're drinking a new Monster Ultra Energy, the white can, not even the red no more. We're straight onto the white.
And what is what's the difference?
Just different flavor.
There is a difference.
Monster Energy Ultra. Yeah.
What's the red stuff called?
Ultra Red. Creative.
No messing about with these guys, is there? Like?
But thank you. If you're still with us, thank you for joining us on this morning. I'm not sure if we passed.
No, we're happy. 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, 3 minutes. So how have our weeks been, gentlemen?
Gentlemen.
When was the last time we actually got together? I don't actually remember.
When was it?
It was last Saturday, I think, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't last Saturday.
Was it last Saturday?
It was a Thursday night.
It was last Thursday. No, it wasn't, was it?
I think it was a Thursday.
Thursday night.
Pretty sure I didn't edit it for like quite some time. In my head, I was like, I got to add that podcast. But I don't do that to a Tuesday. So...
enthralling stuff. So it's been a while. It's been like over a week.
It has been over a week, yeah.
Fuck it. Because I was telling you stuff in the car that happened to me, which I thought happened this week, but apparently I've talked about it.
You've
before.
Already mentioned it, yeah. So. You mentioned us, so I don't even know. I think it's been Oh, I know what's happened this week. Do you want to go ahead with your week?
No, because
I'll go ahead with my week. Okay, so during the week, Dee and myself sat down and continued our playthrough of Resident Evil 7, which I have to say was... tremendous. Yes, we haven't finished it just yet, but we know we're getting very close. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very excited for the finale of that game. I have to say, our green screen arrived, we got that set up, we got our webcam and stuff set up. I tell you what, why don't we show you what's been going on this week with us? So yeah, that was pretty much our week. We got a lot of shit up on YouTube, so I am actually all over the place.
So I'm gonna do the weekly
Monday's
report.
Usually Wednesday
tonight?
Razzy went up for me.
Resi went up for you on Monday.
Wednesday.
Monday to Wednesday, Resi went up. There was a Horizon Zero Dawn Let's Play up as well. I think I have one more to get out there. I'm not too sure what way that's going to work.
Wednesday, the podcast went up as well.
Wednesday, the podcast went up, yes.
Plenty of stuff done.
Still making my way through Horizon at the minute, might I add. And it is, D, you jumped in for, what do you think of it?
I really like the look of it. I got to play a decent amount of it, like, and I got a feel for it, and it was good. But I really like the look of it. I think it looks fantastic. I like the vibe that it sets off.
Oh, the Switch was released when we last spoke.
No, because we were talking about it.
It was released that day. Yeah. The last podcast we done, it was released that day. So it was Wednesday.
No, it was March 3rd, Friday.
How long?
Oh, yeah, I got it the day after I got Horizon. I got Horizon on the Thursday.
Yeah, so it was Friday.
It was indeed Friday.
You're welcome. So, yeah, it was a Friday. But, yeah, we haven't been talking about that. So the Switch released, and I have to say, I know... Obviously, we were very skeptical at the start, but I have to say, as time has went on and I've been watching more and more videos of Breath of the Wild, gentlemen, I have to say I am extremely, extremely pushed towards getting myself a Switch.
Yeah?
Did I say...
You were telling me this, I think, yeah.
Did I say Switch? Yeah, I think I said Switch.
I don't know what you said, Chris. I'm no longer responsible for what you say.
I know, I'm sorry.
Fucking podcast.
But I am extremely pushed towards getting it myself. It looks... fantastic. And the score, have you seen the scores coming through for it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure this was news from me last week. I don't know, Reddit or not. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, 98%.
Yeah.
It's unstoppable at the minute, I think. The world is going crazy over this. Not without its flaws, though, the Switch so far. There's been a couple of hiccups. Some of the news that we will touch on this week. But a tremendous accomplishment so far.
I think something that the American touches on quite a lot is how that he says that he doesn't really justify buying a console for a game.
Yeah,
I think that's why I wouldn't buy it, even though it does look a phenomenal game.
I was like that, but yeah, I mean,
I don't want to give them the satisfaction of thinking they can sell a console on one game. I don't want to.
Yeah, £279 I think was the cheapest I've priced it here in sterling.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but I don't know. I'm very, very pushed towards getting one myself. Because I know that Mario Kart is just around the corner. So by the time I get it and I have Zelda more or less clear, Mario Kart's going to be there. And I think, no harm, but I definitely think Mario Kart could carry me to Super Mario Odyssey.
The problem with Nintendo is it's only fun for a short period of time.
Well, that's it. Well,
and then you leave it
think,
behind.
That's where I think Mario Kart is gonna could hold me. Could hold my
it won't, though, because once you've it done, it's done.
But once you've Mario Kart done, yeah, but...
When is Mario Kart... Deluxe edition coming
last week in April 28th maybe around.
Is it coming out that soon? I thought it was later than that.
No, it's April. Yeah, yeah. No, it's April.
So you know, like, it's basically going to be sitting. You're not replaying it. If you finish that, then you're not like the type of person who likes to jump straight back in and replay it. It's going to be sitting there for about a month.
Yeah, well, that's true. Anyway, released this week. So that was the week that we
and
had.
Like, and people are pretty happy with it.
People are happy. Right. The overall consensus is people are extremely happy with the Switch. I don't think I get up to much else this week. It was a very quiet week all around. I met you, Paddy, during the week, and I think from...
Oh, do you know what we did? We went live.
We did go live.
We went live. Me and Paddy went live.
Yeah.
Chris joined later.
Yeah, right. Apparently it's still recording.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't grab our video.
So the two guys went live with Battlefield on Twitch, and our video for that coming to YouTube should be up. Well, I guess whenever we get our hands on it at some point.
It won't ever be up.
Will it not?
No, there's no way of getting it.
No, there is.
Hi.
We just need to finish the broadcast, I think.
I have tried. I have logged on the PlayStation and everything and finished it. Oh. I'm being sure it's finished and it's not doing anything.
I checked our page and I was like, okay, past broadcast, empty. Somebody knows how Twitch works. Like, tell us what we're doing wrong here.
Yeah, that's
like,
yeah.
Because every video should automatically go into past broadcast all the time.
But ours is just like, you click on our page, it goes like, now broadcasting offline.
So it still says we're broadcasting?
Yeah. It doesn't say we're live, it says we're broadcasting. But I don't know. I don't really care.
We'll try and look into it a bit more and then.
The guys, how do you guys fare up on Battlefield?
Pretty shit.
Oh, sorry.
The game.
They're never going to see it. We were amazing, Chris.
Yeah.
Didn't die once.
Yeah.
I think I did die once.
You did die once.
I remember
didn't
I was trying to save. I think it was like 6 or 7 people.
Yeah. And you did actually save.
Remember,
six.
I dove on a grenade.
Yeah.
I saved the whole room.
I did.
You lost your hand, but that was it.
I wasn't sure if. Whenever I was playing, were we still live?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. I had a couple of good sniping rounds myself.
He actually did. Yeah. He came out at the end, kind of redeemed.
You know what?
Redeemed X-Sites night. It's okay. It's what I do.
First time ever playing Battlefield. It was unbelievable.
It was very good.
It was a great game, wasn't it?
It was very good.
Like, me and Dee were sitting running about the map, and then somebody just jumps off like the fucking
The
roof, and the parachute comes out.
It's
like,
fucking glass.
Oh,
fuck. There was one bit as well we were playing. It was like kind of like a bright day, and then the cloud covers came over, and it was like a different map, a different game. Like, it was class.
But then we did spend the guts of 45 minutes trying to charge people.
Oh, bayonet charge?
Yes.
That's actually going to cost you $5.
$5, no, bayonet charge.
And I got one.
Yeah, I missed out. I was so annoyed.
No, I definitely.
Oh, you were sacked.
Yeah.
Oh, you were
the match ended.
I am not the up close and personal kind of fighter. I am
the bitch in the corner.
What do you mean, bitch in the corner? I am the ghillie in the mist.
You can call it what you want.
I'm the sniper. But yeah, that has been our week.
We probably did something else.
I mean, absolutely nothing. I went to bed really early every night and slept.
Oh, so I have had a great sleep this week, guys.
Yeah.
I have had really good sleep this week. I don't even know. You know the way, like, I think I was talking to you one time about this, Dave, about sleep patterns. You know, because that's what we talk about, apart from game sleep patterns. I don't even know what's doing it, but I am getting, like, a solid 9 hours every night.
You got a new mattress recently. Because you talked about it this. So. Yeah.
That must be about 5 weeks ago or so.
Your body is just adjusted
just
to mattress.
Just adjusting into it now, yeah. Oh, it's
It's pretty common.
It is. Do you know what I think the difference was?
Sleep apnea circles.
Sure. Why not? We'll probably get a blog up about that. But do you know what I think the difference was, right? So my pillows were once quite low. So I was watching TV before I went to bed one night, and I actually propped it up on another pillow.
Wood.
Yeah. And I fell asleep on it that night. And then the next night I didn't change it. And I think I'm just at the right level now.
No.
I think I'm just at a nice.
Sound like you're too high.
Yeah, no, yeah.
How can you even know that?
It's just two pillows.
Hurts the eye now.
Oh, I have three pillows.
You're definitely too high.
I don't know what my pillows are like.
I have two.
Yeah.
And I'm borderline on that.
No.
I like to be nice and low with the neck.
Yeah,
nice
you don't know what my pillows are like.
Doesn't matter.
They're not like big puffy pillows.
Too many pillows, Chris.
No. Right. We will go ahead and move this on.
I got a picture.
We could discuss this literally.
Okay,
for
you put up a picture. Let's promise people that we put it up and we won't.
For fuck's
sake.
Probably won't.
You read about it. Yeah. You make sure it's in your book to not do it.
Well, it's like, I mean, the shit I write down, like, it's like picture of pillow. Sticky bun recipe.
Could be any
has
pillow.
That happened? Is the sticky bun recipe up? It's not an offer.
I'm redoing the recipe because you know what I did last time?
A picture of your pineapple thing. It went up.
You just didn't see it.
Yeah, doesn't
I
even check.
See it.
Don't
I
check these things.
Paddy, you're carrying the team.
Not my job to check.
Yeah, right. So we're swiftly going to move on to the news. We're going to switch it up this week, D. We're going to land straight into you.
What?
We're going to go with you first.
Why? Because my news is always so good.
No, because you need time to settle. You need time to recuperate.
I do.
That's a very good point. He's borderline at the minute. We don't want to see him go over the edge. What am I doing? News?
You're doing the news.
All right. Oh yeah, because I got that. that news.
Oh, yeah. Right. So I'm going to go ahead here because...
Can we actually... let me mention something before we start. We were supposed to actually have... So coming to you in the next podcast, we should have the webcam set up. So it'll be a volume.
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to have it set up this week, but because we can't, let me just tell you what's going on. I will pop a picture. Look at this picture right now. Yeah. D is trying to spruce this whole place up with this fucking laptop. Taking a laptop with his news to the table. Mister,
Mister,
I'm a software engineer. I need my laptop at all times. All right? All right? All right? Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you giving out my laptop, all right?
I'm not giving out about it.
Yeah, you are. No. That's exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
And you know what?
As it is known, I am often the voice of wisdom in here.
You are not.
D, get on with the news. Shut up, Chris.
Bullshit. There's three laptops in this room, and you're like, oh, look at D and his wee fucking laptop.
Right. I mean, he's not using his, and mine is for the recording.
Ah, well, listen, look. You told us to bring it as well.
It's only because
you
I
were like, yeah.
I do not recall that.
Complete.
It's only because I have my laptop out. You just don't want to feel left out. That's all this is.
Right. Listen, we'll go for some news.
Yeah, go on, hit us up. Make sure you get into
Do you want the serious stuff first, or do you want, like, kind of this more...
Can you give us a sandwich?
Go serious.
No, because it's not good, bad, good. You know, it's not, like, good and bad. It's just, like, kind of...
Go serious one to serious rubbish.
Thing. Serious to rubbish. All right. Serious. Violent games do not make players more aggressive, a new study has found.
There's been many studies on that, though.
This is a new one.
This is a new one. This, yeah. This is a 2017 edition.
This is like what Fox News and all, like, loves to...
Oh, but they're so like, fucking... They are so like that, Americans, aren't they? Like,
they just want something to blame, always. Yeah. It's like, oh, this guy, he played FIFA, so yeah, that made him aggressive. And that's why he did
He kicked that ball too hard through that woman's
football,
window.
What do we think of Barcelona's comeback?
Unbelievable. Yeah. That was fucking amazing.
We were watching it.
Yeah. No, I wasn't watching, but I seen the entire thing.
Through his mind. RTV went out that night. It went out about... I seen the first goal, and the aerial just cut out, and it's like, ah, fuck, I'll do my work here.
The electric went out?
No, just the aerial on the just roof the or whatever. Right. Back on, it was fine,
incredible,
but like...
Incredible.
Just log... Just
kudos to them. Like,
just
yeah,
check fucking Facebook.
But there's only one team in the world that can do it, and that is them.
Yeah.
Fairness, like.
Okay. Oh, I feel so bad for PSG.
Do you know what I was so fucking pissed off about, though? That I didn't put a bet on, because I was going to.
Yeah. Just
what's a favour on that, like, you know?
Wow.
It would have been better, actually, to put it at 3-1.
That would have been a stick of fire on
return.
Like,
whenever they got the goal in, it looked dead, didn't it?
Yeah.
What was your bet I seen during the week? The £700?
Yeah.
So I picked... He lost £700.
No,
true story.
Well, it was a pick. What was it about?
You picked, yeah. I didn't know how many teams.
Yeah, there was about 15 to 20 teams.
Jesus.
Well, I only stuck £2 on the £700 return.
Did you have United to beat Bournemouth?
Yeah, so
that was the first game of the day.
First game of the day. First game of the day at 12:30. Half 12. United draw 1-1 with 10 men on Bournemouth.
Fantastic solidarity.
Shite. Yeah.
Did you see Chelsea? Their like webpage put up some post about the match coming up on Monday.
No,
it was like. So Chelsea face United next Monday, who are on like a 14 or 15 game unbeaten run, which has moved them from sixth to sixth. This is like harsh, like, but
true though.
I know, yeah. It must have been a lot of draws.
I do believe we'll finish in the top four.
Wouldn't doubt it actually, because there's a lot of slippery
ones. We're naked.
What?
Yeah, hit us up with that news, Erdy.
New study by Hanover Medical School.
Oh, Hanover.
Which is a reputable.
Did you say Hanover?
Hanover, yeah.
As in where Augustus Cole is from?
Germany?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the same Hanover, but a related one. I think they're like sister cities.
Cool.
The Cole. Yeah, basically what most of these studies do is they like, right, they get someone to play an aggressive game, and then they like put them in an MRI machine. They go, oh, look at, these things are like, you know, spiking, flaring up.
Yeah.
And they're like, so that they're more aggressive after playing a game. What this did is they waited a half hour.
Oh.
Is it a half? Maybe it was more than a half hour, but they basically waited and then they put them through, and I was like, "No, there's no difference. No difference between gamers and non-gamers." But
would they not just get aggressive during the game?
Well, yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't like you don't bat to the fuck out of people in GTA and shoot them and become aggressive. You're not aggressive towards it. You, in fact, you're laughing. You know, at how many different... No, you are, like...
Yeah, you've become completely disassociated with reality.
What do you do, right?
You're like, bang, bang, it makes no difference.
You're starting to shoot people, and then...
We do not
keep
condone
no.
that.
No.
You just randomly shoot people, keep killing them, and then you look up to the right-hand corner to see how many stars you've got.
Yeah, that's true. That is true,
And once you've got 5, you know it's on.
Yeah. Did it not always feel like the older GTAs, you could have killed more people before the cops really got on to you?
Yeah, they were slightly a bit slower. Yeah,
it was more gamey back then, you see.
Whereas
now it's like... It's like real.
Although
real
to prefer, it was a lot harder to get rid of your 5 stars back then as well. Yeah. Because like I was literally on top of a building in GTA 5.
It was not 6 stars before.
I think it was 6 stars.
Was
it
came,
I think
came
by
down
city
to 5.
Six, I really, really do.
I'm pretty sure it was 6.
We will look into that. We'll check that.
But maybe because the map, maybe because the map was so small as well.
I don't know, but this is my story. I was on top of a skyscraper, shooting, sniping people actually, and got my 5-star. Helicopters and all around, you know. Mm-hmm. I walked around the other side of the building. Now, this is right on top. Yeah. Walked around to the other side.
Start flying.
Stood against the wall.
Yeah.
They went away. The helicopters, you know, the 5 helicopters surrounded me, could not find me.
That was part of our game.
Where'd he go?
That was part of our game in Jams last year, remember?
Yeah,
GTA, that was actually very fun. We should do that again.
Remember I got done in like fucking 14 seconds or something stupid like that?
Oh God, it was terrible. You just literally, everyone had the exact same car and you had to call in as quickly as you could the raise wanted level to the maximum amount. And then we'd start a timer and whoever lasted the longest wins. You get 3 goes and your combined total is your overall score.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And D, unfortunately, got into a car and as he started to drive, the police just battered him. And within 14 seconds, he was busted and dead.
They rammed me up onto a fucking, a divider in the road, and the car just wouldn't move.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
That was very cool.
Remember, there was a guy, one of our mates, who, doesn't really play games, and he, went for the first time for, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Just kept driving, and we're yes, this is grand.
Well, dude, that could be a cool let's play for us, actually.
Aggressive video games don't make people
super
aggressive, the news and might want you to believe.
Okay.
So that's, the serious shit. Switch, expected to ship 8 million units by the end of quarter one by this time next year, basically.
Okay.
So quarter one 2018. 8 million units.
I said that last week.
You said 5 million, though, but I thought that was quarter of this.
No, this year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, he dropped it. Doesn't count.
Yeah, it was 8 million.
No, it was 3, was it?
Five.
Yeah.
5 million units to be sold in 2017.
So if someone doesn't check his facts, he's just going to keep yapping
that's
on
bullshit.
I thought about that, though, whenever we went away, and that's impressive for Nintendo as well, though.
It's not, though.
It's okay. It's behind PS.
Do you know that there's 44 million Game Boys still in circulation in the US at the moment, and 35 million in Tokyo, or Japan, or something?
That's pretty fucking...
That's true, too.
Pretty good.
You can look that up. Yeah.
Google it. Lovely.
Do you like those?
Yeah. Why do you not?
Little Dairy Milk Oreo eggs. I prefer the Dairy Milk Oreo bar.
Do you like them, dude?
And the egg.
I haven't had them yet. I'm saving them.
Oh, sorry.
Savoring it. Awesome, speaking of Nintendo, indie developers, we all love indie games.
We love indie games here.
This is a quote. They say, "We've been treated like royalty."
Really?
Yeah, working with Nintendo. That's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Good to know that.
Props to those guys. Didn't actually get any quotes because we had to leave.
Next.
And the last one I shared is about Mass Effect.
Yep.
Much anticipated Mass Effect and Andromeda. Multiplayer maps will be free. Mass Effect.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So they did that with 3 and it was pretty sweet because I kept the multiplayer community, going.
Yep.
You get free maps.
The launch trailer.
That's another piece of news, the launch trailer. Gives us a glimpse of the story.
Oh, sorry, you weren't done. I thought you were done.
No, I had that as well, But yeah, it gave us a wee glimpse of the story. Seemingly, there's loads of people who are going to this galaxy, but then, apparently, the worlds they plan to go to, they can't use. So they send out your team to go find new ones. And that's the whole
that's your overarching story.
Yeah. And then I said there's an enemy. I tried to spell species.
Yeah.
And I wrote spices.
There's enemy spices everywhere.
So Pisces.
Oh, Pisces.
Spices. So there's scary spice and. what are the Spice Girls? What are all them ones?
Scary, sporty, baby. Shouldn't know these.
Posh.
Posh and scary, sporty. What did I say? Scary, sporty, baby. Posh, baby.
Ginger.
Oh, yeah, ginger. Yeah, so you got to fight them. You basically have to fight the Spice Girls in space.
Where the fuck do we know that?
Don't act surprised, but
it's one of the many. Yeah, we actually sang along one week.
Oh yeah!
Why?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Go back and listen to it.
Yeah. Link in the description. Probably not though. Actually, I know. Write that down.
Because I will forget.
Journey's Dundee.
Link in.
Dundee. God, you're awful eager to move him on from his news. Dad, you've got something big covered, do you?
No, not really.
Well, I go. Or you go.
I go next. Okay.
He's eager. Eager
because I got the good news.
You're not sadly.
I'm done, by the way. So
I got good news.
Yeah, so I had that Mass Effect Mario Kart. The trailer introduced new battle modes. Did you read all about this?
I read about it, but I haven't got it for this week.
So there's going to be 48 tracks.
Yep.
40 racers.
Mm-hmm.
And the new drivers include King Boo,
yep.
Dry Bones, Browser Jr., and Inkling Boy and Inkling Girl.
What?
Google Chrome Jr. Whenever you said Bowser there, it was like you just went Browser Junior, and all I could think about was web these web browsers are driving. Exactly.
Did I say Browser?
You did say Browser.
I think I'm not sure. I thought it was, but
Safari Junior.
Do you know why?
It's cool.
It does look good. Fuck you guys.
No.
I said this twice today, and I had one more, and you're right. I'm fucking done.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
New rule. Three strikes. Just came in.
Oh, do you know what I read, though, which was...
Christopher, on this day.
Oh, yeah.
You know
I
what?
Can't do it. I respect. It's actually tomorrow's the 12th. It's today.
It wasn't, though. It was yesterday.
No, it's the 12th. I'm nearly sure the picture said 12th.
11th?
No, because on the weekend they do both. You know, they do 11, 12.
Oh, do they?
People don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, Fred, yeah, let the people know, Dean.
We're talking about Christopher's like
I'll check it out.
Daily like calendar thing. You know when you like rip off a piece of paper for every day? But on the weekends they do it, they do two on one. And Chris gets like a piece of information every day. And
it's not where you get the on this day, obviously.
No, he does
way too many
proper
of
research. Yeah. This is just a little tidbit.
I can't find it. But it was actually the one that we had previous was about Pope Gregory the Great, who introduced God bless you to sneezing.
I just sneezed.
Oh, get the jokes now. Yeah.
Did you actually not get
them? I swear to God, no. I didn't fucking have a clue what you were talking about.
Oh, the sneeze puns?
I knew. That's what I knew.
I thought you were just having a laugh.
No, I swear to God.
Okay.
Did you read that the game is going to be less focused on racing and more focused on smashing?
No, I did not.
Get off your phone, man.
I don't know if I like that.
I mean, it still has the Mario Kart 8 elements there, but they're like introducing this whole other.
So I think you're going to have the core Mario Kart 8 from what was on Wii U.
But then they're going to introduce this for Switch.
So I think that should be okay.
The battle modes.
Yeah.
Took a list of them.
Okay, cool.
You might know a couple because I think some of them are older. Balloon Battle. Yeah.
Have we still got the Shine? No? Shine Thief? No?
Shine Thief, yeah.
Balloon Battle. Have we got Bomb Battle?
Bomb Blast.
Bomb and Blast. That was the only... I am the only player in the world who can camp in Mario Kart by playing Bomb a Blast. That's right.
Anymore, you know?
There was a newer one in like the Wii, I think, that they introduced. I only remember those from GameCube, so
there's
probably not.
Renegade Roundup?
Definitely not.
Well, that's new then. And Coin Runners.
Coin Runners was I think, maybe on DS.
Well, they're in it. And they also said to expect a Super Smash Bros. Game for the Switch.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, to be fair, though, like, they were never not.
I actually
make a
genuinely
Smash
never
game.
Thought of it. That's pushing me even further.
Further on to getting this fucking machine.
Set up beautifully, man.
It's the. What is it you said? The 8th? Episode 8. We're going further than ever before.
And did you used to watch that fucking trailer I tagged you in? Or did you just like it? And
Inquisition 2?
I don't think I liked it. Is that what it was? Honest to God.
Inquisition 2?
It wasn't Inquisition, was it?
Daphne
was. What did you tag me in?
Injustice 2?
Injustice 2.
Might have been that one, yeah.
I honestly don't think I even liked it, Paddy.
I'm not too pushed in that one.
I just scrolled past.
But that looks fucking class. What's wrong with you?
I'm sure it does. Literally, I just seen it was tagging something. I was like, what the fuck? Whatever. Haven't been on Facebook. That's the first time I've been on Facebook in like 2 weeks.
Fucking go and watch it, D.
No.
The storyline looks good.
Really?
Yes.
Storyline of them like fighter games you don't really expect. Sure
but
don't.
See, it doesn't seem like just a soul fighter game this time. There's a story to it.
Actually, I remember seeing like a great trailer fucking years ago for like an Injustice game. A trailer.
Usually it's me and you used to hit 11. It
is usually you though.
Say,
it is usually me.
The impressions. You know, can we just cut out the impressions in that case? So getting back to the news, do you want to go ahead or will I... Okay, I'm going to throw it. Just to roll on from your Mario Kart 8, because, you know, we're just such... we just keep rolling here.
Roll on.
Mario Kart 8 outshines all others for the Switch and Wii U, yeah?
What's that about, yeah?
I just kind of assumed you guys heard this.
Why?
Every week.
Whoa.
So the multiplayer game for the Nintendo Switch we've all been waiting for, Mario Kart 8 is... I keep doing it. I can't say it properly, you know? Is set to release April 28th and is for pre-order for $59.99. It is also available for Wii U. So they're releasing a deluxe edition then just for the Wii U as well?
That'd be must right. be, yeah.
And there's...
It's like a Game of the Year edition or some shit like that.
There's actually no catch so far. The Wii U version will still receive all the DLCs and extra content that the Switch version will get. Mario Kart will also debut with the Joy-Con wheel accessory for $14.99 for a set of two.
That's actually cheaper than I expect. That's a lot cheaper than I expect for two.
But what's new with this new version? How can Nintendo top the last Mario Kart? Well, according to the press release, including new features, characters, cards, models, and enhanced visuals, Before we get into fancy new characters, Inkling Girl, Inkling Boy, and obviously then, as Paddy said, the others as well, who are entering the racetrack for the first time. The new cards are inspired by Splatoon, with the added ability to hold two items at once, like Item Stealing Boo and Jumping Feather. I'm really looking forward to Mario Kart 8.
I'm raging I never get the opportunity to play it.
You will.
You will.
I didn't, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, but you'll get to play this one. Yeah. You actually won't, yeah. Also just read, just they're on the Switch, that Breath of the Wild, the Switch performs better in portable mode.
I heard that, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Nonetheless, Nintendo has emphasized that the Switch is for both portable and docked, and one should not have more advantages than the other. Digital Foundry tested The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild between portable and docked modes, only to find that the docked actually comes up short. Firstly, it's almost graphically the same, save for some upscaling and pixels. Secondly, the frame rate drops dramatically and sporadically when the game is docked. The lack of graphical difference between the docked and portable is certainly disappointing.
Basically, all the dock does is just like,
yeah,
holds it and then puts it on the TV, upscales it a bit.
They want to say here that there's nothing for it after when something like Horizon Zero Dawn can show you just what Hyrule's rolling hills could look like in real life. Nonetheless, Nintendo has emphasized that the Switch is for both, obviously, portable and dock stations. Except for the rather significant frame drops, one of those people that can't really see you. Oh, sorry, it says I'm one of those people. You know what? None of this actually matters. It's if frame drops 60, 30, almost frame drops to 20. The frame shutter was almost painful to watch, especially during some combat. So Nintendo Switch just having some problems with frame dropping, you know, when in it's dock in the dock station. I'm not too shocked by that, really. I thought there was going to be some problems with it. I don't think it's it wouldn't be a major problem for me. I don't really care.
I mean, you're gonna be playing it probably 90% of the time in your hand anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really not with it in your hand, just in your hand. Do you wanna lead off from that?
Child Paddy?
So Chris asked me to find a bit of news that was relatively stupid or crap this week. And it wasn't easy. I'm not gonna lie. But I need to get my phone out because
I was wondering, Paddy's reaching for something here. I'm like, what?
He just reached onto the table and was shuffling around his clothes a little bit. You know what was going to come.
All right, so the first thing I found was, oh, you've probably seen it actually. The Art Attack head.
What? I seen you commenting or something on this on Facebook. I wasn't sure what it was.
The Art Attack head had the word sex wrote on, like, in its fringe with its hair.
Now, did it have sex, S-E-X or C-E-X?
So what I'm gonna, I have a picture. I took a snapshot of it just to show you.
Okay, oh, yes. We'll put this up.
Yeah, we might.
Okay, there you go.
Can you see it? You probably can.
Yeah, I see it now. Yeah, that's weird. Has that always been like that though?
Always. I went back and checked quite a lot.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. You did the research.
I'm only seeing that now. Yeah.
Paddy,
yeah.
Put in the man hours.
I never noticed.
You can
that
see it clear as day. No, not a day. So that was my first bit of shit news. there's a real estate agent over in America that couldn't sell a house.
Okay.
Couldn't get the house sold. So what he'd done to try and get attention onto this house was to dress up as a parrot and take a photo in every room of the house doing something different.
Are you serious?
I swear to fuck, this is true. So I'm showing, what I'm going to do is show the guys the first picture, which is him standing outside. Standing outside the house in his parrot costume. About to go into it. Right?
Oh my God. Okay.
The next picture I got was him standing in the kitchen cooking.
That's a beautiful kitchen, though.
Yeah, it is a nice. Yeah. How's he not selling this house?
I know.
He is now sitting down for dinner in his parrot tux.
Oh, that is brilliant.
To be honest, the inside of the house looks way better than the exterior. That's probably what's drawing people away. Never judge a book by its cover, people.
Yeah, so if you're going to dress up as a parrot to sell
a house. Paddy.
What? No.
What is your book review of the week?
I'm still on the same book.
I know, yeah.
It's a long book.
Yeah, but how is
it's one of the, what a week.
Bass.
Bass.
Is it good?
Bass.
Is it?
Bass. Yeah, it's
four fucking eights. Phenomenal.
Better than the movie?
Oh, far better.
Oh, god damn.
But everything that's in the movie is in this book, obviously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But to a far more fucked up extent.
Okay, cool.
But the thing I like is the way he writes. You know, because he says right at the start, he's like, look, I'm going to tell you this as best I can, directly from my memory. I'm not going to fucking shy away from the hand. I'm going to tell you how it is. The way D writes his blogs. The bit I'm on, he's going to Switzerland. Because he takes the lewds, you know, he doesn't remember how he got in the plane or where the fuck he is. Continuing on the story anyway, the stewardess, he really likes her. And he's like, come here, you over here. She just gives him a real bad, dirty look and then walks on. He's like, fucking nobody does that to me. So he tries to get out of his chair and realized he's completely strapped to his chair. So he wakes up, you know, in the film, Jonah Hill plays his character.
Yep.
He wakes him up beside him. He's like, you fat fucker, untie me from this fucking chair now. You know, and that goes on for ages. He's like, you obviously don't remember what you did today. And he's like, no, whilst the plane had just took off. You tried pulling up her skirt and pulling it down, like ripping her top open, all this shit. He doesn't remember because he was taking Xanax and everything.
Jesus Christ.
He literally was a hero in the sense that he was the Wolf of Wall Street. Like, no one's ever done what he done. Like, he's the kind of person that you love to hate, but you actually end up feeling sorry for him.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah, well, recommended read that so far anyway. I can't wait to read on.
Brilliant.
Good. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get them away from me because I'm making so much noise with them. And I just went under the mic with them.
Do you know what, actually, I wanted to say this too. Both the book I read before, Pursuit of Happiness, was obviously about stock markets as well, Wall Street.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Two books about Wall Street in the same time.
Completely
two
different.
Completely different lives.
Chalk and cheese. I think that ties us in nicely to...
We move on to the main topic?
I think so.
What is it? What is it again?
You had one job,
dude. I know, I do know what it is. That was just a little, that was a running joke, Chris.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for ruining that. What? How could I possibly move on to the fucking main topic when he is away? He just leaves. Like, we're talking about Paddy, by the way.
He's over in the corner, huffing and puffing.
He's huffing, yeah. He's huffing a bag.
Because you yap.
Oh yeah, we don't do drugs in here. That's right.
No, you'd be like,
he lied about the telephone as well.
You know, we'd get home tonight. We get home tonight. And then
tomorrow.
Yeah, this morning.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this morning. It'd be Sunday. Then it'll be Monday. And then a message would come into the chat on Tuesday. I can hear that fucking pipe.
I told you we'd hear the pen.
I mean, I go right up here. Oh, you can hear it.
You can hear it under the table. You can hear it under the table, D.
We need the pen. This is shown tonight that we need the pen. Look at these notes.
Hang on. Yeah, can just read out your notes from top to bottom there.
My first note, we don't make notes. Second note, I may have took some notes before we started. The second note is galvanized steel boats.
Oh yeah, that's because we were talking about lumber. I was recently just down at Costco and I picked up myself some quarter inch ply for the green screen. But I was looking for some double barrel hinges, but I couldn't find them.
You got recommended some oil based paint
because the wood is pine.
Yeah. So galvanized steel boats, links. That's my next note.
Links?
Just links.
Oh, yeah, because you have no idea now what to link it to.
Poseidon. After that.
What?
The kiss of Poseidon.
Poseidon's kiss.
Should we explain to the people what a
Poseidon's kiss? No, we will just put up a picture. Will we put up a picture right now?
No.
How are we going to put up a picture of Poseidon's kiss? That's disgusting. That's Google Poseidon's kiss.
That's literally toilet humor.
Urban dictionary, that shit.
Picture of a pillow.
Yeah, we need that.
GTA stars, have to check the GTA stars, whether it's six or five.
I think it, I don't know.
Link in da description. Another link in da description. Don't know what that's
for. Did you write da description?
Da, yeah.
That's
Had to see if time.
Link in da description.
Link in da description.
So we have two links, we don't know what we're linking.
Yeah. No, actually we have more, because the first one is links plural, so there could be many, many links. Art attack head sex.
Oh yeah,
a
we need a picture
of the
of
heart attack head.
Even I was going, what the fuck?
This next one, picture of parrot real estate agent. So
yeah, that might be harder to get.
Okay, and that's my notes.
Okay, well they are some fantastic notes.
And now I've forgotten that I was going to write something down there, and
you were going to write.
Do not click pen.
No.
He's going to do.
I was going
to. I forget we were going to write, but yeah, it leads us into our main topic. So
often.
It kind of came from the idea that I was playing Horizon during the week, and obviously, as you've seen, the game is absolutely visually stunning, absolutely fantastic, and it got me thinking, did I just buy the game for the graphics or for the actual gameplay? You know, what side of the fence do we fit this on? It's an age-old question in gaming, and I wanted to gauge the guys' opinions on graphics or gameplay. I looked at you the wrong way there. Hang on, let me do that again. Graphics? Or gameplay.
What, do you assume I don't want to be the graphics guy?
No, I know. I know what's out of the fence. I think I know straight off where we all fall here. But I want to hear your opinion because I'm going to torture your ass on it.
I think we're going to agree, are we not?
I think we're going to agree.
Me and you? Yeah. You think we're going to agree?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
You don't know me, Paddy.
I think I do.
I shall speak first.
Okay.
I come down on the side of gameplay first.
Okay.
And then graphics Right after that.
What is your justification of that?
You can play it, right. You can have like the most beautiful game ever, but like it's just, I don't know, say it's just Pong, but it looks unreal.
I like that.
Right. Pong? That's grand. Or you could have Horizon Zero Dawn with slightly less good graphics. Choose now. I win. Yeah. Discussion over.
Thank you, and good night.
That's just kind of, that's where I'm going now. Because you need to have a good game. You need to have a game that works that you can use and you don't get fucking frustrated.
Okay, let's do the instant opinions then. Paddy, instant opinion.
Graphics. All day long. All day long.
All day, every day.
Mine is gameplay, obviously. Look, the way I see it is, nowadays especially, we aren't really being given games as such that you could actually turn around and be like, God, the graphics in that are absolutely terrible. Because developers are constantly, we're in a state now where games are just continuing to batter themselves. Where poor graphics nowadays might be like, you know, something that runs 30 frames per second, you know, I don't know, 720, 1080, I don't really graphics. Know. You know, like there's like
Horizon. Run on the Switch, for example.
Take Horizon, for example, it's running 4K, beautiful, it's exceptional. But the gameplay is there with it. For me, I need the gameplay though. I can, because I have played my fair share of games with poor graphics, but the gameplay has held up. I can get by that. I can get by that, no problem. For instance, we played Far Cry Instincts Predator.
Hmm.
That was...
Did it have the best gameplay?
No, this is the point. Oh. It didn't have the best gameplay, but the graphics were a hell of a lot worse than the gameplay. So, you know, I could get through that game. Like, look at the old PS1 games. I can still play a lot of them now because the gameplay holds up.
Do you know why my reason for graphics is?
I want to know, Paddy, because...
I've been stung so many times.
Does that mean you only buy a game if...
No. See, there's a very fine line, but I will take graphics first if given the choice.
So you still are gameplay to an extent.
It has to be a good game.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if I had a choice, if someone goes, look, the game's going to be not as good, but the graphics are going to look phenomenal, I go, yeah, because I have to fucking look at it.
Yeah.
You know? But the reason... When I first got my PS4, to me, I bought this brand new fucking machine. Amazing. The graphics are going to be out of this world. And a lot of games, they just weren't. They were still at PS3. And I'm like, what have I just spent fucking $500
on here?
What
games do you think would have been like that?
Especially now, last year, I bought that Fallout shite. What one was it? Four?
Four,
five? Yeah. The graphics now are fucking horrendous.
I actually really disagree with you. And I played that
they're
Xbox.
They are fucking dare.
I disagree with you for the fact that...
That you're wrong.
The world itself is exceptional.
Yeah.
Oh, the surroundings and all.
But you can't expect them to have such a massive game and every single character be individually molded.
No, I do.
Perfect facial recognition.
I do.
There is no game at the minute that is doing that. Horizon Falls.
Well, no, they look phenomenal, actually. Horizon.
The people?
Yeah. Why bot places?
I think the people...
Because they mocap. We've seen your fella from Lost.
They mocap some, but I mean...
Silence.
Some of the lip syncing and stuff, it isn't great. I've seen better, but... It is. Like, you know, I wouldn't expect that from the game either. Fallout 4's world is stunning.
Like
when you first leave that vault, it is...
But even in Fallout 3, it was like that. They can do shit like that really
well. Do you know what really annoyed me? You know, at the start when you're fucking like making your character and he's in the mirror or she's in the mirror, whatever it is, they look so bad. They're PS2.
I thought, I thought it was really well done.
I thought,
your own character I thought was very good. The rest of the characters were kind of subpar because obviously you had to put into your character. The rest of the characters would have been subpar, but again, I didn't expect too much more for the fact that the game was enormous.
Yeah, exactly.
And they had so much to do that for them to do that, you would have just been asking.
They decided to focus their efforts on like the scale and all of the other stuff, rather than straight for graphics.
The people really annoyed me in that, and it's as well as other games.
Would you not play that game for that fact?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I wouldn't. Like, I would give a game a chance.
I've never played any Fallout previous to that either. Like, it's just not really a game.
I played Fallout 3 and I hated it for the fact, kind of for that reason, but more so for the actual landscape. I didn't enjoy the landscape at all in Fallout 3. Yeah, that and just the fact that it was Washington, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like that. Don't know why. Just
I loved Washington.
Everybody seems to enjoy Fallout 3 for that reason.
I'd love if they go back with like the Fallout 4 graphics.
Better than that,
into back to Washington.
I can give an example, though, of where the graphics are outstanding.
Yeah, what to you
is terrible.
Okay, what,
Need for Speed.
Where graphics are, outstanding, but gameplay is terrible?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's terrible gameplay, is it?
Have you played the latest one?
No.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Really?
The one before, the last couple actually have been pretty poor.
Really?
Now, they don't have much to focus on. The surroundings and all, the trees are like cardboard cutouts, so that's not important. But the cars, look fucking as if they are real. It's just a bad game. You know, so the graphics don't save that. But like I say, there's a very thin line for me as gameplay and graphics. If I'm playing on a PS4 and Xbox One, the graphics need to be good.
How did
as
you
well
find
as
the gameplay in Until Dawn? Because to me, that was kind of subpar gameplay, but the graphics were exceptional.
The graphics were amazing.
I really enjoyed the graphics of that.
To me, though, Until Dawn, they made it the movement not a lot more difficult than it needed to be. There was easier ways to go about doing that. Yeah. You know, but the walking and the running, and but it's a lot harder than
I think they sacrificed that. They made them controls like less subpar because they wanted to like fix the camera in like an uncomfortable angle.
I enjoyed that game so much because of the graphics, and it actually looked like the celebrities that were doing it.
Is there a game? Can you name a game then, since you're more on the side of graphics? Can you name a game that you would have played more, that you would have played that gameplay would have taken over from graphics that you actually enjoyed?
Not unless you go way back. Like.
Really? So there's been none in this generation?
No. Because most things now do have decent graphics.
Is there a game to you that just does both on a nice level that you can...
GTA.
Oh, that's true, actually.
No. Because whilst you still know it's really cartoony...
But it's not really cartoony. Really
good, like.
See, I thought that the whole faces and recognition that there was... I thought Fallout was better than GTA.
Get out of it, Chris.
Don't think so, no.
No, I do.
Behave yourself, fella.
I do for what it was.
Because they
like
actually
GTA.
Did do mocap and shit for all them.
Yeah, but I didn't like GTA.
Like, have you seen the, like, what? Three people
like
have played?
No, five, no.
You don't like GTA 5?
What?
It's okay.
You don't like
excellent.
It?
Excellent.
That's okay. No, I didn't. I've said this from the start, though. I didn't like 4 either. Vice City, I didn't enjoy. And I enjoyed 3.
4 wasn't special by any means.
San Andreas was fantastic.
I enjoyed both 4 and 5.
Yeah.
To last week's note.
See, 4 is really dark and...
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about this urban before, but I like that because it is like, it's like New York is supposed to be like that kind of.
And it's grimy.
I know, yeah, but that's
New York. I know that's what it's trying to portray. But
and then Los Santos is like sunshiny and.
Yeah. 5 to me, GTA 5 to me is an example where graphics is overtaking gameplay. Where I thought that the graphics, only to me, like obviously, because like that game, you know, it has all the records, it stands, you know, the seals and whatnot. We can't argue against that, but to me. The graphics in that game were better than the gameplay. I just didn't enjoy the game as much as I thought I would have beforehand.
I really enjoyed it, especially with the new jumping between three characters.
I didn't like that.
I did.
I didn't mind it. I don't know if it benefited or not.
I found it was interesting. A lot more game, I thought.
I found that the only
I think it felt like a lot more game without actually being much more.
To me, the only character I actually enjoyed playing as was Michael, and I could have played the entire game as Michael.
I didn't care for Michael.
No,
he just annoyed me.
Michael and Franklin. I hated Trevor. He was just too untidy. It really annoyed me.
He's so messy, man.
Yeah.
Trevor was fucking a crazy motherfucker. So scary.
Rise of the Tomb Raider to me is a game that did both, that balanced both.
Yeah, true. Very good example.
That was a very spot on game. And I think, yeah, you've agreed with me on that one. It's just, it did both.
Looks great.
Excellently, yeah.
Feels great to play.
Obviously, older games, we could say that, you know, the gameplay was a hell of a lot better, obviously, because like.
But I think that's not fair.
No, it's not fair because we're comparing them to graphics nowadays and we can't do that. But
for when they came out, like you can compare them with the games when they were out, graphics wise. But I mean,
well, you see, I can compare them because I'm on the graphics level.
You can compare, like, you wouldn't play an old game.
No, I would. What? Like the crashes, the graphics aren't by any means brilliant compared to nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love them games.
The graphics in the new Resident Evil to me are below what they should have been.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Fuck.
I tell you why. The whole facial recognition and the gore and the grime. I've seen a hell of a lot better in games. Don't get me wrong. It still looked good and it still felt good, but it look wise, character wise, the character modeling. I think they could have done a better job with it. But gameplay wise, I thought it was phenomenal.
Too. I liked about with the characters, the character models. Whenever you like swung a knife at them. You could see a cut in their face.
Yeah.
I know that was really good. I think they probably sacrificed a bit of like, you know, graphical fidelity so you could do shit like that.
I think a lot of the gore elements in it definitely could have been improved.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
I thought it was.
That's what I said, man.
Struck a fine.
And I can probably talk to you about that off this because I don't want to throw in any spoilers, but I definitely think that they could have improved. We might actually talk about this in our Resident Evil
podcast.
In our next podcast.
Next podcast, yeah, probably.
Maybe. But.
Maybe.
Ratchet and Clank to me is another perfect example of a game that does both just phenomenally with gameplay probably just overtaking the graphics, but the graphics in that game were just exceptionally good for what it was. I definitely stand on the fence that like I could definitely go out and buy a game knowing that the graphics would be like subpar if I knew that this gameplay and this story were going to be like, we're going to blow me away.
I could only do it if it was going to blow me away.
The actual story?
Yeah. I couldn't do it knowing that the game's going to be subpar.
I wasn't, like, put it like this, I wasn't buying Horizon for how it looked. I was buying Horizon because I was interested in the story and what I was going to do.
But
I guarantee you now, if Horizon didn't look half as good as it did, you wouldn't be enjoying it as much.
Might not be enjoying. Well, I don't know.
I agree with Paddy there, though. Yeah. I'd say it wouldn't be a 10 out of 10 game, which is probably, I'm assuming, it may not be.
It may not be that, but I don't know. The story in Horizon, I was speaking to you about this beforehand. The story and some of the gameplay, it's deep, man. Really, really, like, it hits you.
That's understandable, but let's say, how many hours you put into it roughly by now?
50.
50 hours, right? Looking at that game for 50 hours. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of exploring and all to do, I'm sure, yeah? So when you're exploring, You're picking up. Fuck, that doesn't look great.
There are still times when I've found that the gameplay as well, I kind of been like, you know, like, for example, the other day I was just climbing up rocks and for some reason I slipped between two rocks that weren't there and got stuck and I couldn't do anything.
Oh yeah.
And I had to reload my game. I've always
got a glitch somewhere. Like,
come on.
That's gonna happen. That's just.
It's gonna happen,
especially in an open world game.
Honestly, you wouldn't like it as much as you do. Just why it's the storyline strong.
Storyline's incredibly strong.
I actually agree.
Whilst you're wandering about and all, your brain would start to pick up on the fact that it doesn't look as good as it should. And then you would, without even realizing, dislike it slightly more.
Because you do take the whole game, as a whole. Like,
yeah.
So you can't go on, this game is brilliant because it nails the story and it nails the graphics.
But Horizon does look like it does the whole.
I couldn't care less of the story in Fallout 4.
Mm.
A single bit, but I love that gameplay more so than the graphics, but I still thought the graphics were excellent.
Well, that's it too, you know.
I honestly
but would you say, you wouldn't say Fallout 4 is as good a game as Horizon because Horizon has the story. Yeah. So like, you take the whole thing as one.
Only because of my preference towards story.
But I think most people agree, like, the Fallout
4 I don't care about uncovering the secrets of the Earth.
Well, yeah.
You know that kind of way?
Well, I mean, the whole Fallout 4 thing, where you're going after someone's kind of like, you have to go find your son. Or you could, you know, just fuck about here for a bit, you know, 20 hours.
The Prison Break game, the graphics in it were fucking unreal.
Really?
But the gameplay is terrible.
I'm surprised that they're
not ruined that game for me.
Really?
Yeah. You had, like, Michael and Link and all and Sucre, and they all looked like
this
is PS3, and they look so good. And then you played the game, which was, you never get to see any of the main characters, really. And they've just made this thing and pulled it out of the air and sold it. You know, it lasts about 3 hours.
Pulled it out of their hole.
Did you think that way with Lost?
No, because they got the voice actors for a couple of the characters. And if they didn't have the voice actor, the cat character wasn't in the game.
That's another thing. And all the Prison Break ones did, but Sir Wayne Kelly's didn't.
Who?
For whatever reason, the doctor, Michael's wife.
I think he said Sir.
Sarah.
And he said, Sir, what's her whole name?
Wayne Kelly.
And he said, Sir Wayne Kelly. His voice was not in the game.
Sir Wayne Kelly.
She didn't do the voiceover, and her character was a blonde-haired girl.
Bullshit. Yeah, Lost did that. It was just like, you had Kate, Hurley, Sawyer, and Locke.
So you had the big ones.
You didn't have Jack, I don't think.
Did you not have Jack?
You might have had Jack. And and it was like...
That game is what was wrong.
you were going like, what do we do next? Go ask Hurley. He's in charge now.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that game wasn't great. But that, I kind of knew that. I knew that going in, it wasn't good. I just wanted to play the game. Same reason you wanted to play Prison Break. But you obviously thought the game was good.
Well, the way I stand is I prefer graphics. But if the gameplay is going to be that strong and that superb.
If you're buying a game, though, what do you base it on?
You base the whole thing.
Like. Yeah, but I know what I like and I don't want it. I know what I don't like.
Like, if you just went into a shop and you had no idea in reviews and any of the games are out in front of you and you're just looking at them.
I don't know, because I know what I like. Like, Horizon, the reason I didn't bat is because I don't like that sort of era that it's set in. I know it's, 1,000 years in the future? Mm-hmm. But you're still, right, so you have your mechanical animals and whatnot, but you're dressed in, like, clothes from way back. And that sort of annoys me.
Does it? I think that's so cool.
Yeah, but I'd rather, I'm a, when it comes to
Do you
everything,
want me to be running about in, like, a RoboCop outfit in
the
world?
I am future everything.
No.
Everything has to be future for me.
I'm the exact opposite. I prefer Primal.
Primal.
Far Cry Primal. But I prefer... Yeah.
So like, when I mean everything, I mean everything. I'll be doing the house up in the next couple of months, and I mean it's going to be fucking all this new fancy shit. No, I don't want fucking cabinet sitting there. Like,
it's going to be all aluminium.
Yeah.
Do you mean aluminum?
I do mean aluminum. So I got these aluminum 4.5-inch bolts, galvanized, right?
I like the future looking stuff because it's clean and it's tidy.
You're a very Please, current yeah. and modern gamer, oh, yeah. is what I'm getting.
Individual.
This. You buy based on how it looks.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, aesthetically, it needs to please you more so than...
Yeah, I would go with that.
Yeah? Yeah?
You're the type of person who have like a nice painting on the wall that you hated.
So what would it...
good.
Then what...
Yeah.
It's like a picture of like Liverpool. No. The Liverpool layout, but it looks so good, but you hate it, but you have it on the wall because it looks good.
If it's bright and exuberant.
What attracted you to Outlast?
I have no idea. It was cheap on the PlayStation Store, and I was like, you know what, why not? I think it was £3.
Because like that...
£3!
That to me is a game where like gameplay, it's okay, graphically.
It's okay on both. Yeah. So therefore, it balances each other out. You know,
but it has an interesting hook.
Yeah,
it
scares
like,
the fuck out of you.
From a camera, like so, a gimmick maybe. Someone say.
No, I just think I 100% like I need the gameplay. I need a game that's got to keep me hooked, even if like graphic wise, it just wouldn't be something that.
But that's what I'm saying. If the gameplay is that strong, the graphics can sit to the side. But if you're gonna come out with a subpar gameplay game, your graphics need to be really on point, really on point. And I'll enjoy it more if it has both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where would you put Horizon or like Forza Horizon in this category right now?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely both.
Yeah.
You were talking about Need for Speed earlier and you were like, you know, the trees are just cardboard cutouts. They're not in Forza.
Yeah, I know. I remember playing Forza on my Xbox.
And a long time ago. Back in the good old days.
And even then, it looked good.
Mm.
That's the only reason I drove it, actually. I played the game and drove the cars because it looked so good.
Right enough, yeah. But even now, I've really grown to really enjoy like the Forza formula. The way they the physics in them games.
But Forza, like, over the last, 5 years, just blew up.
Yeah, it really did, actually.
People love it.
They really do.
There's obviously a reason for it.
They're very good games. Very good games indeed. Played it again there.
The good thing is, though, I guess, in this era that we're growing up in and living in, is that we won't particularly see a, quote, bad-looking game.
No.
Anymore as such. We shouldn't anyway.
Well, the thing is, even if the graphics aren't amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, my example goes forward to you now is Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they've done it. They've went with an art style there, which isn't graphically .
What way do you start art styles? Like, you know, a different Borderlands.
Borderlands, yeah.
To test it.
Really?
Oh,
I love Borderlands.
Yeah. I bought
gameplay.
Would you not play that just for that art style?
Yeah.
Even though gameplay wise, I thought it was. I really bought
the Walking Dead game, turned it on, seen it was comic book style thing, turned it off. Well, never to be played again.
That's what it is, though. It's just a comic book that you play.
It's fucking terrible.
No, it's fantastic.
You see, I don't think you should say it's terrible for the fact that you didn't play it.
True, actually, yeah.
I think you should say that you didn't like it.
In my opinion, it's terrible.
Oh, okay. I guess everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I think we have to actually throw ourselves into a game to actually come out with Borderlands.
Yeah, to play the first
Evolve. Time. Evolve. Imagine, it was the best looking game of all time. Buddy.
And once again, Evolve is creeping into our podcast.
It's really nipped that in the bud, Chris.
That is a game that graphically, fantastic. Gameplay, good God, that is a terrible game.
Yeah, but we know that those happen with other things. Phones, tablets, laptops, the whole lot. So why wouldn't it happen with games?
Steam have just changed the way they changed the review system. Have you heard about this?
No.
No.
They no longer accept reviews from people who did not pay for the game.
That's an excellent.
You don't get it, you get it for free. You can't write a review because obviously it's not going to be impartial.
Okay.
Regardless of how reputable you are as a reviewer, you got the game for free, so I mean, there's always going to be that doubt. There's going to be that shadow.
Where do you stand on indie games?
People, they don't have the resources to make these fantastically, good looking games. They don't have the money. They don't have the cash.
But gameplay, they can really hold up. We've seen some of them really hold
up.
Exactly.
Minecraft.
Like what?
Minecraft, Limbo, Stanley Parable.
Mm.
Limbo didn't like that.
Did you know?
No, I've never played Minecraft.
Different art style as well, I guess.
But for the most indie games,
I detest them with every fiber of my being.
Why?
They're so bad.
No, they're not.
No, no, no.
You're wrong.
There's nothing.
That's because your brain is wired to AAA developers. That's what I mean. That is why you're so on side with the graphics, that you have to have this AAA studio and developer publishing.
Trust me, every month, PlayStation fire indie games at me.
Indie games...
Fucking nothing. Every month for free. And I still don't download them. I have tried numerous ones, and they are all fucking horrible.
It's probably because they're the free ones. Let's be real.
Yeah,
but they were being charged that the day before.
And these are the PS Plus games.
Yeah, so the day before it was maybe $14.99, and now today it's free, and I still feel ripped off.
I still think some of the best.
Minecraft, I might like. I don't know.
Slender. Five Nights, Limbo, all indie.
See, them I don't mind.
Yeah.
Because But Slender, right, Slenderman and Five Nights at Freddy's, graphics aren't overly bad, and the gameplay is simple enough, you know what you have to do.
Most Limbo games or gameplay is very simple.
Most Limbo games?
No, what?
Sorry, most indie games, gameplay is
A load of the indie games, now in fairness, that I've played, that PlayStation have kindly given me for free, where, you know, where you're at the side and your character's walking.
Yeah, like, side scroller.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck nah.
Like Mario?
It's not. Mario's different. But Mario and Crash, different things altogether. Like,
can I jump in with something completely random?
Go for it.
Do you know Elon Musk? He's that guy. He made, like, you know, SpaceX and Tesla and all them ones.
Okay.
He's like an entrepreneur over in America. But they're doing this interview with him and he's talking about his favorite games. Apparently, he's a massive hard on for Deus Ex. You know, okay. Those games. But he's talking like some. He's doing an interview with some guy and it's totally casual. Like, the cameras have stopped rolling, sort of. And, like, you know, the crew and all are talking about their favorite games or whatever. And he's like, basically talking about what we're doing now. He's like, you know, like, well, how important is story to you and all this here?
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty cool seeing him talk about this because, like, he's this big, like, multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And the interviewer was like, oh, yeah, story is so important. I mean, especially, like, in older games. I mean, you know, you know, the story of Mario in particular, it's excellent.
He actually pointed out, took Mario as an example. Mario, who the hell takes Mario's story as an example?
And it's so funny because it's literally the last thing that's said in the video. It's like, particularly the story of Mario is excellent. It's like, that's honestly, that's the best story example in your entire gaming existence.
Gaming
you could think
library,
of.
Yeah.
It's like, Mario, for sure, yeah. It's like, the princess is another castle.
Oh, yeah.
That is the extent of the Mario story.
Yeah, there is a bit of Mario lore.
There
we
is.
We touched on this.
Did we?
Yeah, during our versus.
We did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there actually is a bit of Mario lore.
There's probably lots of it, actually.
There is, yeah.
Just the original games, though. He was talking about in particular older games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Mario.
Mario.
Anyway, that's my
what a poor
tidbit.
Choice.
Check that out, though, anyone who's interested in Elon Musk.
I definitely, no, but getting back to the main topic, I can't state enough. I stand on gameplay for the fact that I buy a game, I want to play a good game more so than look at a good game.
Yeah. I mean, a game
I'll happily fork out for a game like $40, even if I know this isn't going to look the best, but I'm still going to get a solid game here.
That's it.
That's where I stand.
Gameplay is the foundation.
You and I are gameplay and your graphics.
Fine line
graphics.
The finest.
But more, I'm more modern. I like the modern stuff.
You like the modern stuff, yeah. Although, with that being said, you do like the crashes and the
oh,
gems.
I love all my old.
The Fahrenheit.
The Fahrenheit.
One, yeah.
You need to play that.
I will.
The Fahrenheit sounds like you know, like a suburb of like Los Angeles. Oh, he lives up in the Fahrenheit, up in the hills.
Does it?
Yeah, the Fahrenheit's.
I think that just wraps up our main topic right there.
Anyone?
No, I'm not biting, sorry, D.
Bueller?
As much as I'd like to.
Gentlemen, I want to actually say, just now that we're on the question time.
Are we?
Can we call this segment the question time? We haven't really got a segment. We haven't really got...
Community questions, wasn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, no, I know where that's from.
I know where that's from, too. Do we have a community yet?
No.
Are people listening to this?
All four of you.
I know
one of them's me. All three of you.
Oh, I do want to say just thank you to our actual community, I guess, who do listen to these. That we have noticed a substantial growth in the
on my lower back.
Got this spot in my back, and
no, in the podcast interest, if you like, and we are thankful for that. Gentlemen, our week ahead is a busy one. We have a lot coming up, and we look forward to taking it to the next level with our videos, with our production quality. We've spoken of this. A lot of big things coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We, Paddy, you and I spoke about this, and we got very...
very aroused.
I knew
you could say
you,
that.
No, but we did. We got very excited into what we're going to bring to the people.
Yeah.
Coming up. Do expect a slight cutback in the quantity of video going up. You know, we've kind of got our feet wet. We got our feet... through the door, got our big wet feet through the door, shoes in the other
turntable.
With our videos, I think we're going to do a video announcing all this anyway.
Yeah.
Jeez, this is news to me, boys.
Yeah, no, I think that's what, but.
I always appreciate being in the loop.
Do you expect a lesser extent of videos coming? Does that make sense?
No.
To a lesser extent.
Just less.
No, I want to put it. I want to put it the better way, D. Do expect lesser quantities of video, but higher quality of video.
Quality.
Quality.
We have some big things planned, and once we get our act together, I think, and stop
decking
empty promises,
pretty much, yeah, and get regular sessions going with the guys, we will get those videos out to you.
Well, even though you're saying like there's less videos coming out, we are going to be playing a lot over the next week. While D, you're slightly busy on that front.
I've got literally a month, boys.
I know.
And then I'm back at it.
I feel for you, D.
D will be slowing down a bit.
No, D hasn't started yet.
D hasn't.
Oh, well, you can't started, slow down.
D has an incredible amount of university work to get read up by the end of the year. By the end of the university year.
So whilst you'll be here
by the end of the university school term.
You'll be here for podcasts. And everything else in between. But
I mean,
gameplay.
He's there for the co-op playthroughs.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, I'll have 3 weeks, and then after that, I'm gonna be like,
yeah, we're sweet,
mad at it again.
Yeah.
Me and you, Chris, we've been knuckling down on some interesting things, and we have something coming up. Right, this is Wednesday, this Saturday.
Yep, we have our first Excite Out and About.
Yeah.
Video to bring you that we're looking incredibly forward to. You will see that in episode 10 of
But we'll keep them cards close to our chest, I think.
I don't like to overpromise things, but it's going to be spectacular.
With a special guest.
But with us, we are the home of the empty promise.
We are the home
Our latest one is we are ambitious. We are rubbish. So ambitious, but rubbish. Yeah, but do you want to head there, Chris? What were you saying?
No, just
writing on Noble. Can I say something?
Sure.
Paddy has put on my glasses and like, fuck the suit. I'm like, nothing
on order. He's rocking those glasses.
Yeah.
Here's the picture.
You know, what would you drink? What would your ideal drink be while gaming? What like that?
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Genuinely, the best thing, the thing I enjoy drinking most when I'm gaming is like diluting orange and water.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Best stuff. Like, it's nice. It's sweet enough that like, you know, it's tasty and stuff.
And it's not killing you.
And it's water. You know, it's not going to be like, oh, I'm taking a small heart attack. Small heart attack. Oh, I'm passing good.
On the power drink side of things, I like to stay traditional to Red Bull. It's not as if it tastes great. It's just I like the can. If nothing else, I like the
Fair
can.
Enough.
But my
double
favorite
graphics.
My favorite drink.
Look,
my favorite drink to drink at all time.
Stout.
Oh, I've been a Guinness star by.
Some is, light stout for gaming.
It's something I haven't had in about 4 weeks now, which is.
You always look at your watch.
He has the date on my watch.
Can you quickly add up 4 weeks to that date?
Yeah, because I know in 3 days it will be exactly 4 weeks.
Wow.
You go with your judginess.
Yeah, you prick.
You're going to break that chair.
Nuh-uh.
It's Coke. Yeah.
Lines of Coke.
I love
he loves his Coke. Penny used to enjoy drinking hot drinks while gaming.
Depends.
Take a wee cup of tea.
I do enjoy coffee when
you have coffee, but I get tea when I go up to play Resident Evil U, so.
I also have tea. Just a different flavour, yeah.
Ah, fair enough, yeah.
I don't enjoy it. I do not enjoy.
What happened to your peach box the other day? Would you fucking sit in it?
Man, come on!
Peach box? Is this a euphemism? Euphemism?
No, we had it in the answer story. It was my.
It's what I call his butt.
My box.
Your peach box, man.
My peach and raspberry tea. I mean.
What happened to the box, though? Explain yourself.
Oh, I got it whenever myself and Ashley were in Donegal. And
he got angry with it.
I had to come home with it. I just shoved it into my bag. And normally we have like we now have, thanks to my sister actually, a box. It's like a wooden box with like a clear lid.
Yes, I ordered one the other day.
And it says tea on the top.
Yes,
of it, and you open it up. It's all different rooms for different tea bags.
You're
stuff.
Far too excited for this. Fantastic.
No, do you know why?
They're incredible. They make the tea experience.
I'm a Big Bang Theory fan.
Did you see it?
Sheldon has one, and I kept meaning to buy one. And I said this near 2 nights ago. I'm buying that box, so I went on to eBay and paid £10 for it.
Hold on, man. Come here to me. What is this box?
It's just a tea. It's a wooden box.
It's just a wooden
it looks
frame.
Nice, unique.
It's just literally just a box you put
wooden
your tea
frame.
In.
Glass top on it. It says tea
no,
on it.
No, but you know where flavored tea.
Pockets and you put different flavors of tea into it.
Because they all come in a wee fancy packages, you put them in.
That's pretty good. I mean, I genuinely only have the one flavor of tea.
Oh, so do I. I don't drink any of that other stuff.
I do.
What's the point?
This is good. What if I have guests?
True. Yeah, no, yeah, good you point, should definitely get some flavors of tea and I'll come to your house more often.
If the next time we're at your house, can I have one of your new flavors of tea?
Absolutely.
From your
what do you want?
Will you
get
a couple of flavors of tea?
I will indeed.
I'm mad looking at this blueberry stuff.
You had a drink?
No, but yours was blackberry, wasn't it?
Well, I'll
find
a wee
blueberry. Just blueberry green tea.
There needs to be blueberry tea.
What do you want, Chris? I can't get your peach shit.
Either cranberry, peppermint, jasmine, chamomile.
Ah, well, there's
cranberry
selection for you.
Oh, man. I would highly do it. Some Turkish tea as well.
Turkey flavored tea sounds good. Yeah,
bit of roast beef.
I know this Irish tea. This is what I call it. Irish tea.
Breakfast
I,
tea.
I cannot have that tea.
Why?
Don't know. Don't like it.
Sure, it's lovely. The best stuff.
Don't like the taste. Don't like the smell. Don't like the texture.
It is the stuff.
You like a wee Irish coffee?
Nope.
But again, it's not
like English coffee. Breakfast. I coffee call black. That, wouldn't you? The standard tea.
Yeah.
It's yeah. That's what's called
Earl
yeah.
Grey.
No, it's not Earl Grey.
Earl Grey is like
Earl Grey. Is
what
poison.
Is Earl Grey? Okay, but it's not poison.
You're supposed to have lemon and shit with Earl Grey. Sugar and lemon, yeah. No milk.
Oh, it's harsh though.
So there's English breakfast, and then there's Earl Grey, and then there's green tea.
There's all kinds of different teas.
Your green tea.
Like China has like a million different types of tea.
Do you know China? No, no. Do you know China? I don't know why I said no, no.
No, no. Let
do you know China has a type of tea called white tea, which is just purely boiling water? All it is.
So it's water? Boiling water?
Boiling water. That's white tea.
Fair enough.
I like the fact that they called it white tea. If someone could get us cool cups for our tea like that, you know, like Chinese, like bowl cups almost.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seems pretty selling.
Do they?
Yeah, do we want that though?
Sale. Are they? They're quite small. Cups.
No, no, no. The wee like it's like a bigger than an egg cup. Sort
oh
of thing.
My yeah. God, I yeah. need those in my life.
They're so shite.
I no handle. Got freaked out there.
Why?
Because Paddy, he didn't step up to smoke from his pipe there, and I just seen smoke rise, and I was like, "What has happened?
What was it?
It was his
douche flute.
Oh, you did vape. Yeah. Oh,
vape.
Right, okay.
His vape, vape nation.
It's called a douche flute, James.
It's called. Do you ever watch that guy?
No.
Oh, what's his name? Oh my God, I'm completely blanking.
Totally, guys. Though I'm back watching Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We should definitely all sit down and watch the Jimmy Neutron movie.
I tell you. Oh, you can't.
Oh, is this Netflix?
No, it's not Netflix. It's just.
We can Netflix. We can download it now, Paddy.
Oh yeah.
In work. Tink. In work. Download dead. A show called 60 Days in Jail.
60 what? Days in jail.
60 days in the jail.
Okay.
Season one, it's obviously seven people, seven normal people apply to be on the show. They go in.
Is this
no,
a reality
they go into
show?
Prison.
Is this a reality
yes,
TV
yes, but
show?
It's not as bad as a reality show, right?
I'm watching it.
They go into prison undercover to try and find out like how the people are getting drugs and blah, blah, blah. It's fucking phenomenal. It really is a good show. I hate reality TV, yeah, you know that.
I watched, you know what I watched last week and I couldn't believe I found myself drawn to the show? Stone Cold Steve Austin's
Broken Skull Challenge.
Broken Skull Challenge.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, God, it's not good.
It is.
Just like,
Paddy's face lit up there. You it is. That up.
Like, I like him. Okay, I
don't. If I was anything, I would get rid of him.
I like him. I like him.
Do this.
Yeah, he's just over the top.
Fuck
American,
off.
You know, wrestler, you know, fucking.
No, I just like seeing how fit people are and can they actually compete the course.
But there's fitness and then there's like, literally the one I seen, there were two women that had to run up a hill and ring a bell at the top.
Yeah, there's some pointless shit in it.
And literally the bell rang for them to go and they just started beating each other. Yeah. And then one of them took off running. I was like, this is not even sure you're fit.
No, but like, it's, to be honest with you, the only thing that is to do with your fitness is
The final challenge. I like the final challenge. It's quite good.
It's hard.
That looks incredible. It's like a hell and back, but you got to do it in like 9 minutes or something.
Well, you have to beat the person that originally said it. Yeah. If you don't, they get an extra $5,000 or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Extra 5 G's.
I think we should do our own Broken Skull Challenge.
Let's not do that.
Let's
okay.
go for it now.
Okay, that's
pretty
cool.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
I actually,
go!
I got my gym ready for our session, Paddy.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yep.
I cannot wait.
That's what else I did this
when
week.
When are we doing that?
We are doing that whenever you're good.
Tell you what you do.
Yeah.
You'll put a green screen behind you and you record the whole thing.
You're off Wednesday.
You make it look like Paddy's lifting, like, I don't know, something else. Not
You're off Wednesday. Oh, Jesus.
I'm not off Wednesday.
Oh, no, there's no bless you, James.
Why?
Like,
Jesus. I'm never off my day.
I know. We're just going to have to set aside a day. I think we should definitely do it on like a Saturday. Some Saturday we're all off.
Do it.
Please. Listen, you're
what
together
about
now.
Sunday?
We're together.
I'm going that way. I'll just drop you off.
We could.
Do it now.
It's a 24-hour gym.
Do it at whatever time it is now.
Where we go for a wee lifting session?
Don't
At 1:25 in the
it
morning.
It is 1:25. I think it's almost time we wrap this shit up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, guys. So remember, you can catch this podcast and all the rest of our podcasts on YouTube. Just search for XI Gaming. You will get this one and our last one on Spotify. And we are...
Nope.
Oh, on SoundCloud. We're not doing SoundCloud any favors.
No, we're not. Whenever we get on Spotify, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah,
because
it's
going to
be SoundCloud.
Automatic SoundCloud. Yeah. And we're not even on it anymore.
And we're working on a way to get the iTunes, is this correct?
Yeah,
the
we
iTunes. You hear?
I
got.
I didn't
you
say
said
the
iTunes.
iTunes.
I
didn't.
The
we
iTunes.
will hear this back after.
No, we will.
I didn't say it.
You did.
You will owe me an apology.
So remember, you will catch us on YouTube and SoundCloud, and you can get us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at XI Gaming and Team XI. And be sure to just get in touch with us and let us know.
It's Snapchat now as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you get us on Snapchat. I forgot about that, actually. Well done, Paddy, for getting that up and going.
Take yeah, we're props. Flying on it.
I'm no longer on Snapchat myself.
No,
but it's mate. it's really took off, isn't it?
It's really, really, really good.
Really good.
Really okay.
It's very okay. That's what it is.
But
tip too excited.
Oh, you didn't say it. I was waiting because I wanted to say it.
Well,
after.
I'm not tip too excited about anything this week.
You are?
Not yet.
The Switch.
You should be. You've just told everybody how excited you are about the upcoming week.
I literally just said that before I used one of those words.
It's okay. Yeah, you know what happened. But lost my train of thought. There it is. Okay, so yeah, do catch us on all those things. But yeah, as we said, look at
this whole sign off has been a train wreck.
Yeah.
Doesn't it
just
so?
Thank everybody for listening.
No, wait. I can do this. Because we've got to get through the two. Okay, so yeah, be sure to get in touch with us because we just want to hear your comments, your feedback. Thank you to everyone who's got in touch with us so far. We really do appreciate you taking the time out to get in touch with us, I guess. Yeah, so thank you very much. This has been another absolute pleasure at ridiculous o'clock. My name is Chris. This is XSite Gaming Podcast signing off.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Useless beggars.